Okay, welcome everybody. This is August 24th, and the topic this month is review.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, I thought last week the talk was very good, and I got to thinking all week of what we could talk about, because there's more to this thing called metaphysics than meets the eye. There are rules that you can follow if you wish. And the only rule that I know of that is you have to realize that there's a law out there in the universe called the law of cause and effect, which means what you put out is going to come back to you. So we're always trying to keep our mind stayed on this thing we call God, so that good is always coming to us. We have to remember that good is all around us, and we're drawing that good to us. And we do that by remembering how unlimited we are. We are the most blessed creatures in the universe, because we have this mind that can think anything it wants. It can absolutely think anything it wants. The trick to it is to think the right thoughts. Always to think the right thoughts. That what? I am one with this thing called God. This thing called God is working in as and through me, right here and right now. Well, you just have to remember and tell yourself that every day. I'm an unlimited human being, and I can use this powerful mind of mine to draw into my experience the reality that I want. We live in a world of separation, people. This world that we're living in at the present moment is always going to be a separation. It's always going to be good and bad, right and wrong. And you see, when you move up in consciousness to what we call the mind of God, whatever that happens to be, there are no dualities, you see. There's only one thing going on. And you have to remind yourself, oh, there's only good here. Whatever the appearance happens to be, I know that good is here. That this universe has worked something out for we humans to use, so that we do not have to depend on anybody else. What we have to come to the conclusion is we depend on ourselves. It's our thinking. Each and every one of us is able to think the thought that we want to think. We do not have to think thoughts that other people have. You see, people join churches and all these organizations and so forth because they think that there's something, that there's salvation through affiliation. There's no salvation through affiliation. The only salvation, if you want to call it that, is here in you. You're the one who has to do it all. You know, we can no longer blame anything on the outside of life on what we're experiencing. We can no longer blame it on God. So many people like to bring God up. Well, you know, you can bring God up if you want to, but it's not going to help you in the least. This thing called God never shows favorites. What God has done for one person, God can do for all people. And that's what you have to remember. So, if somebody gets a better job or has more money or anything, you may say, ha ha, I can do that also. I'm not jealous of that person. I'll get close to that person and find out how they did it. You see? But no jealousy, no, oh, look at them, they get it all. Well, we all get everything. We have to realize that. And we have to realize that we're the one that's using this thing called God the way we want to use it, you see. It's not, we don't have to obey the laws that churches say God wants you to do this, that, and the other thing. Take the Ten Commandments for an example. Very nice, the Ten Commandments. But that's sort of common sense. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, all that stuff. even if you didn't have a church or a God, it would naturally come to you that, oh, I don't think I should be killing people. I don't think I should be stealing. It's us. It's always going to be us and what we're thinking. God always holds us in the highest of esteem, and we must learn to do that for ourselves. We must learn to know that we are one with this thing called God, that we have all the qualities of God, that they're intrinsic within us, and we can pull them out at any time we wish. And we have to start doing that. We came to this planet completely equipped. There's nothing new added to us. Everything we have is right here, right now. We just have to think and draw it out of us. You see, it's our thinking that's doing it. And it's all right to worry about what is God thinking at all. I don't know why you'd want to waste your time doing that. It's better to waste your time thinking, what am I thinking? What is going on in my mind? How am I causing this? You see. And once you realize that you're causing everything that comes into your life, you're causing it in one shape or the other, one form or the other. But you have to take that responsibility and say, look what I created. And you can say, oh, that was a mess. I don't think I'll create that again. And then go out and create what you want. But it's done with the idea that you are absolutely one with the universe. You're absolutely one with this thing called God. That you can build any personality that you want. It has nothing to do with your upbringing or what your family did or this runs in the family or that runs in the family. Let all that go and say, huh, how am I going to improve myself? How am I going to have these qualities? Well, you're going to have any quality that you want, excuse me, by acting as if. You always have to act as if it were already there, that you already have it. You do have it, but it's convincing your mind of that. We're always convincing our mind. When people try to make a demonstration and it doesn't happen, it's because of their thinking. It has nothing to do with God whatsoever. Once you think correctly, everything will fall into place. Then you can give up all those worries and concerns and all that stuff and know that life is coming at a divine right order, that it's just unfolding the way it's supposed to. The world tells us it has to happen this way, that way, and whatever it's doing. Don't listen to the world. Listen to your own mind. See what your mind is saying. If you don't like what your mind is saying, you have the power to change it. And we're never taught that. We're taught that all these thoughts and ideas that we have belong to us. They're not. They're just thoughts, people. You are not your thoughts. They're just thoughts. I often have horrible thoughts, and I say to myself, no, Dallas, you don't want to do that. You know, I often think, oh, just go ahead and kill them. You know? And then I have to correct myself and say, well, now, Dallas, that's not the attitude you want. That's not what you're standing for. You have to change your mind about that. And some people think, oh, well, I thought that, and I am a horrible person, and I do. And they wind up killing people. But your thoughts are just thoughts. And that's why you're so unlimited, people, because you can think any thought you want. And we'll never be able to run out of thoughts. Look how many years people have been on this plane of action. And look at all the thoughts. Now, most people don't have original thoughts because they're puppets of their conditioning. And they just keep thinking the same thing that their parents thought or the school they went to thought. And they don't bother to imply their own thinking on things. You have to be able to do that. and say, no, that isn't what I want, and I'm allowed to do this. I'm allowed to think the way I want to think and hold that in my mind, and it will work. Who was one of the greatest people who was able to do that just by changing his consciousness? He was able to change the world's consciousness because he stayed true to the idea that he had. Mahatma Gandhi was the one. He took down a whole nation with his thinking. He said to the British, "You've been here long enough, now it's time for you to go." And they finally discovered, yes, they had to go. But that's how powerful your mind is, and that's what I want you to grasp. You have a very, very powerful mind. Don't let your mind tell you that that's not true, and don't let other people tell you that that is not true. It's always going to be your mind doing everything. You could have gotten very discouraged in the real estate business, you see, but you have to keep an attitude going all the time. And the attitude is, I am successful. I'm a wonderful real estate people. I draw people to me who want to buy from me or who want to sell their homes. You have to keep that going constantly. I know many people in the real estate business, and they always say, well, we run out of clients, you know. You cannot run out of clients, especially here in California. People are always buying and selling and buying and selling. So you have to put yourself into that mode where you know that you're a success. We have to know that we are a success in everything we do. We are a success. Yes, what is that?
I think that's a, is that, it's not a cricket, is it?
I don't even see it to see how.
There's something.
Well, it won't hurt you. Oh, there it moves. It won't hurt you.
No, it's not going to do anything.
No. Yeah.
Squish it!
No, I don't squish things.
I don't know. I usually get them in a glass and throw them outside.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm your little baby.
That'll be your pet, Rose.
Yes, sir.
I got a pet. Yes, I know. Oh, it's going to move away. It's a cricket, I think.
Is it? Something like that.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Oh, it's hopped. It is a cricket.
Is it?
Well, you get in the
fine.
He'll get a cup or something.
He's just going to put it in a cup and put it outside.
Now, when I was a child, my parents would have killed that immediately.
Mm-hmm.
We had what we call fly swatters. Does anyone know a fly swatter?
Yeah,
oh, my God. They would...
Those
swatters were gone all the time. They just loved killing things. And they could see a bug from here over there and jump up and get it. I call them the big game.
He's right there.
I call them the big game hunters.
Oh. There.
There
you go.
Why is it so important to pick up an insect like that and put it outside instead of squashing it?
You're showing compassion.
Well, you're not only showing compassion, it's life. It's the same life in that bug that's in you. There's only one life in the universe. It's not human life, animal life, and bug life. It's only one life expressing as humans and animals and bugs, you see? So you cannot be around killing things. If you keep killing things, it's going to keep perpetuating the consciousness that we already have on this planet, you know, just kill them. No. Thank you, and you're a big game hunter. No, we have to be very conscious of any living thing, you see. And like trees and plants and so forth, just because they don't get up and walk away does not mean they're not alive. They're alive, and they're alive with the life that's in us. It's the same life. It just takes on different forms. That's all of this thing God does. God has many faces. Many faces. But it's always going to turn out to be God. Always going to turn out to be God. So anyway, I don't kill things. My mother and father and my aunt and uncles and all those, they killed everything that came across them, came across their path. You know, my father loved to go out and get deer and stuff. I wouldn't, you know, they're too beautiful to kill. But people do that.
And they made a living.
They made a living. I don't know what they made from it. My father would kill something. My mother wouldn't cook it anyway. She said, absolutely not, get it out of here.
We didn't
have what they call wild platters or something with all these rabbits and squirrel and whatever else they put. You know, they killed all that stuff. They used to kill coons, I guess, raccoons. They go out at nighttime and get these raccoons.
They sell them.
I think they made raccoon meatloaf or something. I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to do it. I don't want to kill animals. I don't want to kill anybody. The other thing is, when we're talking about killing, don't kill off the ideas that come into your mind. The ideas that come into your mind, anyone can have the idea. The ideas are floating around out there. So learn to pick the ones you want. And if you don't like the idea or the thought that you're having, ask for a new one. You see? Don't jump on it and say, oh, I thought it belongs to me. No, it's just a thought running through. So you let it run right through your mind and out the other end. You just don't pay any attention to it. We're always going to be immersed in thoughts. The secret is to pick the thought that you want to think and then continue to think that thought until it manifests for you. And it will manifest. I said last week that's one of the nice things about this teaching. It's scientific. If I can do it, you can do it. And if somebody in California can do something metaphysically, then they have to be able to do it around the world. They have to be able to do it. It proves itself every time. So you have to build up what we call faith that these things happen. But you have to do that, you see. Many people say, oh, I have faith in God. That doesn't get you anywhere. Having faith in God. You must have the faith of God. You must have the faith of God. Because why is that? Because you are God. You're already God. You're already looking for things that you already have. There's an old saying about always out seeking things. What you're seeking, you already have. You just have to recognize it and bring it forward in your life. You know, if you want compassion or sympathy for people, any of that stuff, you already have all that stuff. And you already have faith. When people say, oh, I wish I had your faith. Well, have your own faith. You can do it. You don't have to have my faith or somebody else's faith or the organization's faith that you're, you know, if you're a Baptist, you have to, whatever they think. I don't know exactly what they think anymore. But it's done with your mind. It's done with your thinking. And you have to come to the point where you realize that you are unlimited. There is nothing limiting you in what you want to do. The only thing that limits us ever is our own mind that tells you, oh, no, you can't do that. You must never allow your mind to say you can't do anything. It will happen. And as soon as you do it, other people will do it. Andy remembers, who is the famous runner? who did the 3-minute mile.
4-minute mile.
Whatever it was.
He broke the 4-minute mile. I don't remember the fellow's name.
Well, as soon as he did it, then everyone was able to do it, because for years they said it was not possible. And because we put that in our minds, oh, that's not possible for a man to run a 4-minute mile. As soon as he, I think his name was Brewster or something, as soon as he ran it, then everyone else ran it, because it came down, the curtain came down. We put up walls and curtains and all this stuff saying, well, why should I do it? No one else can do it. Do it. Do it. Never say you can't do something. You're able to do it, yes. Why? Because you have a good mind. You have the mind of God operating through you, in you. Learn to use that mind correctly. Talk to it. Tell it, well, I don't like that idea. I don't like this. I want this to happen and that to happen. Please figure it out, mind. And your mind will figure that out. Your mind is your servant. And if you tell it to do something, it has to do it for you. So you can say, I want this, I want that. And your mind will figure out a way to bring it to you. I see that in my own life so many times. And I don't do a great deal of thinking and so forth. I just say, here's what I want. You take care of it for me. I've told this before. I am the Fun and Entertainment Committee. And this thing we call God is the ways and means. So let God do its work, the ways and means, and you just go out and have fun. And while you're having fun, know that you're connected to this thing called God. Know that you have a good mind. Know that your mind is unlimited. You see? Most people think they have limitations on something. Most people think, oh, well, I'm not a genius. I'm not Albert Einstein or whoever. You don't have to be Albert Einstein to do those things, you see? Raise yourself up. Give yourself a pat on the back. And just keep going. Whatever it is, always keep going. You don't give up. So many people give up. And if they would make one more step, they would be where they wanted. But they give up before they make that step. It's all, this whole teaching is always about keep on trucking. Just keep on doing it till you get what you want. And it's trial and error sometimes. It's all the different things we have to do it. I can do many more things now than I could when I started 40 years ago. I couldn't get all the stuff. Now I get almost everything. So I just use my mind and I use this thing that I am unlimited and I am one with this thing called God, because I am God itself. And if you have to make yourself believe that, when we know that we're God, we stop the separation. The world teaches separation. It teaches, yes, you're a human being and God is in heaven someplace. And someday when you die, you'll go to heaven. Well, why don't you be in heaven right now? You see? You don't have to wait for these things. And what do we mean by being in heaven? Having a peaceful mind. Having a mind that doesn't irritate you all the time or is always after you, you see. You're the one that's controlling that mind. You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. And you must learn how to use it and learn how to use it correctly, by putting out the right thoughts, by changing your attitudes, by changing things about yourself so that you can come in alignment with this thing that's in the universe. Easy, simple. But we get so caught up in the world telling us all this junk and garbage that's out there. We think, oh, it's horrible. I mean, if you watch the news, you think, oh my, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. The world has been going to hell in a handbasket since day one. Since day one, people have been complaining, you see, that everything is falling apart, you know, and nothing is falling apart. Nothing is falling apart. At least in your life or in my life. If somebody has a life where things are falling apart, they're creating that. And I can have sympathy for them. And I will try to explain that to them. Once. Only once. Because you can bring a horse to water, but you cannot make it drink. It has to drink, you see. So you have to do the drinking, and you have to be the one. Don't wait for anybody else, and don't wait for God to give you a sign. Everyone's waiting for a sign from God. The gift has already been given people. Everything that you need, you have right now. And you must start recognizing that. You see, because your mind says, oh, you don't have enough, you don't, da 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 da, whatever your mind is doing to you. You just tell it to stop and say, I have everything I need right now. I'm being taken care of. All my needs are met on or before time. And they will start to do that for you. This universe listens to what you're saying. Now, isn't that a marvelous thing? You see? Does your husband always listen to you? No, but this thing called God always listens to you. Not that it's making notes or doing anything like that, but it listens. And so if you keep that, this is what I want, this is what I want, it will manifest itself for you. It has to, because we're making an impression on the universal mind. And that universal mind will produce after the thoughts that we give it. Very easy teaching, very easy idea. Why we can't grasp that is absolutely beyond me. That we do not realize. Does anyone remember one of the affirmations that I always tell you must do daily? I'm being taken care of. I'm being taken care of. Most people do not know that you're being taken care of. They think they've been dumped somewhere. They think they're completely isolated, and you're not isolated at all. You see? I am being taken care of, and I know this universe will take care of me. Because I am one with it. It loves me. With that love that passes all understanding, people want the love of God. I don't know exactly what that entails, being having the love of God. I know it's much more complicated and much more simple than we think. But because we don't do it for ourselves, you know. This unconditional love. What is unconditional? Doesn't matter what the person does, you're going to love that person anyway. It's unconditional. You do not have to live up to my standards or do this, that, and the other thing for me to love you. And that's what the universe says. Be who you are. And I will love you, you see. Always I remember that I am the beloved in whom this thing called God is well pleased. Do you say that to yourself? Do you have thoughts in your mind that tell you, oh my goodness, look at this. God's well pleased with me. Or do you think, oh, I did something wrong. I did wrong. You have to remember those things, and you have to use those thoughts and so forth if you're going to develop your mind, if you're going to expand your consciousness in any way, shape, or form, you have to know that. Think how blissful life would be if you knew you were being taken care of. If you knew you were being taken care of. I told this story before. I don't know. I don't think it was that. Something about the gorillas. I don't know the name of the movie. But the man finally gave up watching the gorillas and became part of their family and so forth. And then people tried to get him away from that. And they said to him, well, what was the one thing that you liked about it? He said, the whole idea that I was being taken care of, that the big gorilla, the silverback gorilla, watched everybody and made everything safe. You see? And the man loved that. And isn't that so? You can look at God as a gorilla if you want. I don't care. You have to know that you're being watched over, you're being taken care of, and that all that other stuff go that you're so worried about. It has nothing to do with anything. Anthony Hopkins played that, the man, but I can't remember the name of the movie. Pardon? Animal? Oh, no, dear. That's a way. We don't watch movies like that. But anyway, think of that. Let yourself know that you're being taken care of, that there is a force in this universe that absolutely wants to help you, that absolutely loves you all the time. You can never offend God. You can offend yourself, but you can't offend God. See? God wants to give you everything. God wants to give you everything. I'm trying to think of a Bible verse that I like so much. John 24, I think. And it is, fear not, little flock, for it gives the Father great pleasure to give you the kingdom. Great pleasure to give you the kingdom. The kingdom of a peaceful mind. There's where your kingdom is. It's in here, people. Not out here anywhere. This means nothing, any of this stuff. If you don't have a peaceful mind and you can't control your mind, you're not having a very good life. Once you can control your thinking, you're having a wonderful life. And you're allowing this thing called God to operate in, as, and through you. You're not stopping it in any way. I move myself out of the way all the time by saying, I don't know how this is done, but I know you do. So you do it for me. You do it for me. I told you years ago, at least 30 or more by now, I was at a retreat, a religious retreat with metaphysicians, and it was in Tennessee in the mountains. And I remember walking through the forest, and I came to a precipice, and you could look over this whole big valley. And all of a sudden I felt hands on my shoulder, both shoulders. And I never turned around, but I knew it was the most gorgeous being. I just knew, my mind told me it was a gorgeous being. Anyway, that being said to me, Dallas, from now on I'm going to take care of you because I'm better at it than you are. Because I'm better at it than you are. I said, fine, thank you. And from that day on, I allow whatever that was to take care of me. You see? There's something that wants to take care of you. And we know that. You see? And I think we got out of that whole idea when we had parents. Of course, they took care of us for a while, and then they didn't take care of us, maybe. We were taught that we have to take care of ourselves and this, which is very good. You must learn to stand on your own two feet and take care of yourself. But you must also realize that there is a force out there, call it whatever you want, that is absolutely ready and willing do your bidding, to do what you want in life. So, think of that. And you won't be alone. You're never alone anywhere. But when you know you're being taken care of, then you don't have the worries and the concerns and all the other stuff that people have. And we don't want to be around people like that now. You know, neurotic people could drive you up a wall. They never have enough. You know, I have a friend. She wouldn't matter. I call her, every time I see her, I said, oh, you're a rich woman, you're a rich woman. Because she thinks she's poor, so I deliberately rub that in all the time, that she's a rich woman. Because she wants to complain, I don't have this, I don't have that, that. I don't want to hear that sad stories. I want to hear wonderful stories of people who have succeeded, who have used this teaching, this force that we call God, to bring good into their lives. To bring good into their lives. And you can do that. And we can do that. So that's what I'm all about. That I have to realize that I have an unlimited mind. That my unlimited mind can think anything I want. And that includes everything in your life. Because we put limits on it, you see. We say, oh, well, I could maybe have $1 million. But I couldn't go any higher than that. Now, you see, you just limited yourself. And we do that. How many people do you hear say, oh, I could settle for $1 million? Why do you want to settle for $1 million when there's more out there than that? You see? Always know that you're unlimited. Think the biggest, best thoughts you can about yourself and then make them come true. You see, Andy gets up every morning and reminds himself that he's a very successful actor and he's paid large sums of money for your talent. And that's what you have to remember. And do you know you have talent? Or do you just, you do know that? You know, many actors don't know they have talent. They just act. You say, you have to know you have a talent, that is a gift. And you must be paid for that gift, indeed. You must be paid for it. Keep those thoughts going in your mind, and the universe will pay you for it. You see? The universe pays us. That's all there is to it. It will do it. I used to teach that there was a cosmic bank and all the money that you want and so forth is in that cosmic bank, and you must learn how to pull the string and let all that come down to you. Now, the longer that money stays in the cosmic bank, it's earning interest, compounded interest. So pull the string and let it all come your way. Let it all come your way. Easily, easily done. That the idea of pulling the string, you can use all day long, or you can use it whenever you need something. Just put your hand up and say, oh, I'm pulling the string. And then visualize it coming down to you. A very powerful one. Meditation. It's a guided meditation. Use those things. They're at your disposal. And we can do it. We can do all this. But we have to realize that our mind is unlimited. Absolutely. Look at all the things that have been invented. And especially in this century we're living in, or whatever you want to call this. My gosh. Did you remember when you were a child and you thought you wanted a Dick Tracy watch? Well, now they have Dick Tracy watches, do they not? Or if there's new Apple watches like a Dick Tracy watch, don't they do all this kind of stuff? You see? It all comes. We'll just keep doing it and doing it. We bring this stuff into being by thinking of it. That's why when I get upset that I can't figure out my computer or anything like that, I set myself right down and say, Dallas, Stop it. When you were a child, you wanted to live in the future. You wanted spaceships. You wanted all this stuff. Now, damn it, learn how to use your computer. Because I have a mind that's unlimited. And I can learn to do it. I can learn to do it. But how many, when you were a child, did you ever think about spaceships and all that kind of stuff? Yes, of course. And now we're getting them. You see? We think of these things. And we bring them into fruition all the time. And that's what we have to remember. And this idea of thoughts out there. So many people, you can have any thought that you want, that's absolutely true. But you can also realize that there are thoughts out there that you can grab and so forth. And what comes to mind is, two things come to mind. Do you remember the radio? Who do we think invented the radio?
Marconi.
Well, yes, Marconi. But we were taught that it was Edison, remember? Same way we think Edison, we think these lights were Edison's idea, and they're not. They were never Edison's idea. He didn't know how to do it. Because he was into direct current. And these are done with alternating current, and that was from Tesla. And of course, because Tesla was a little strange, we don't hear much about him anymore. But he invented. Every time you pick up your control, your remote control, Tesla invented them. And simplest thing, it just breaks a current and that happened. Simplest thing. But he was very good at coming up with things. So those ideas are out there, and they can be Marconi in Italy at the same time that here in the United States, Edison was trying to figure out the radio and so forth. So the thoughts are there, people. Grasp the thought that you want. This young lady is very good at manifesting things when she puts her mind to it. So she'll be very successful in the real estate business. You will be. And that's all we need to know. We want success in life. Why do we want success? Well, because it gives us peace of mind. It also proves this teaching. Success proves this teaching. You see? So make yourself successful in everything that you do. You can do that because you're an actor with talent. You see? You have to remind yourself every day. You have to get up. You have to get up and say you're a real estate agent. You have to get up and say I'm an actor making large sums of money, and you have to make large sums of money. And it will happen for you. It will happen for you. You've worked hard enough now. It's time, Andy, to be paid for all that hard work. Know that you deserve it now. It's time. So, an affirmation for you, Andy, is my time has come. I'm not waiting any longer. My time has come. And then let it come to you. And it will come to you. Light show. So, that's all this teaching is about, people, is learning to use your mind, learning to realize that it's unlimited, your mind, that you're unlimited, that you can put your mind to anything. When you put your mind to something, it will manifest itself. It will manifest itself. But along with this and the unlimited mind and all, what I want you to realize is you're here to be happy. You're here to be filled with joy, you see. And we're not taught that. We're taught that we're here to suffer and complain until they put us in the ground, you see. And then everything's going to be hunky-dory because we're all going to heaven, right? And we'll be on those gold streets one more time. I don't know where to come up with this crap. No. There's no such place. Heaven is right here and right now, and it's done with your thinking. It's done in your mind. And we see that constantly. You know, people can change their attitudes and all that and make a peaceful mind for yourself. Make a peaceful mind for yourself. Most people don't know they can do that. They don't know that they have that power. I'm telling you, you have that power. I'm telling you that you have every quality that you need to succeed. Every quality. Every quality that you assign to this thing called God, you already have. God cannot have a quality that you do not have. And you cannot have a quality that God does not have. You see? Because you're one in the same. You're one in the same. And you have to remember that. So, have the faith of God. Have the faith of God that everything in your life is turning out exactly the way it is supposed to. That you have a peaceful mind that is completely unlimited. And you're not afraid of your mind and you're not afraid of your thoughts. Because you are behind all that and you can change it at any moment, at any time. You're the one that's doing it. You're the one that's causing all that stuff. I'll tell you about my friend, Alice Toomey. She's no longer with us. She used to say to me, Dallas, nothing is happening to you. You are the happening. Nothing is ever happening to you. You are the happening. And you have to realize that and make it work for you. Make it work for you. Give up the world. Give up all that stuff. It's lovely. Don't get me wrong. I think that this is a wonderful planet. I think this is a wonderful world. And I think I'm having a wonderful lifetime. You see? I'm not disappointed in my life. I'm not. Of course I'd like to have more. Everyone wants more. But I have plenty. And the plenty that I have is the peace that I have in my mind. I know that I am being taken care of. I am being taken care of. My mind is unlimited. Your mind is unlimited. So use your mind correctly. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And therein's the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.